morning to all of you. In the cold morning, you have all come to enrich your life. In Bhagavad Gita it talks about a quality of a yogi, Shitoshna Sukadukheshu. The extremities in life we must able to endure. No one's life is straightforward. We go from extreme. They was talking to our Yojanaji yesterday. She said in summer temperature can go up to 46, 48 degrees. And in the winter, yesterday I was going for a walk here. It was showing around 2.5 degrees. In the cold winter or hot summer, you should not be affected by that one. You should not be. And I was meeting some people here. They were saying, Bhayankar sardi hai, Bhayankar sardi hai. I am not coming out. I am like a cocoon. I am going under the blanket. And it should not be like that. And not to complain if you can't change the situation. You complain only if you can make a difference. The cold winter, Bhayankar sardi hai, whole day doing the japa on Bhayankar sardi hai, Bhayankar sardi hai, it won't fix the change the outside situation. Or in the hot day, Bhayankar dhoop hai, Bhayankar dhoop hai. What is the point in complaining? And in Australia also, they have nothing else to talk when they talk. In the there also, they talk. Horrible winter, awful weather, bloody weather. What is the point in complaining which you can't fix? It says, change your inner weather. Change your inner weather, have a thermostat within. So, outside weather is not detrimental for you. Set your inner weather, you are not affected. That is what Bhagavad Gita is saying, that sama. Shitoshna sukadukkeshu sama sanga vivarjitaha. And balanced personality, whether you have so many friends around or by perchance you are alone. Not to get affected by the weather, not to affected by the people. So many people or no one around, and not to get affected. Find the serenity within. Discover the serenity within. And in Mandukya Karika, it talks about Laye Sambhodaye Chittam Vikshiptam Samayet Punaha Sakashayam Vijaniyat Samam Praptana Chalayet. The yoga's message is Laye Sambhodaye Chittam. All through our life, we have not waken up. We are in tamas has taken over, dullness has taken over. We are taking the life very easy, and without waking up. Tamas has taken over, inertia has taken over. We are leading a very casual life, very ordinary life. Get up, wake up. You wake up, Laye Sambhodaye, awaken, get awakened. And when the person is woken up, doesn't know what to do. Maybe running this side, maybe running this side. That is what modern day, in the name of I am so busy, Monday to Friday, Monday to Saturday, Monday to Monday, I am so busy, working 12 hours a day, I don't know what I am doing. Running here, running there, Vikshiptam Shamayet Punaham. Have you thought about why are you so busy in your life? Like right from a small ant also busy running around, you are also running around so busy. Have you thought about why you are running around? Calm down, calm down, calm down, settle down. Reflect on your journey. When you reflect on your journey, settle down. Contemplate on that one. Then you know the direction which you want to head. First tamasic, then when you start running around all over the place, now calm down. Discover the track on which you have to travel. Sattvic guna. Tamas, you get up, come out of the tamas, rajas, calm down the rajasic guna, and through the sattvic guna, discover the path for you to travel. The yoga prepares you to discover the path for you to travel, not following any path. People say, I follow this path, I follow this guru, I follow this guru. People say, so many, you are so impressed, this teacher has so many millions of followers, you are following what Shastra says, never follow anyone. You don't follow anyone, get inspired by others and tread your own path. By following others, you will go nowhere. No two fingerprints are the same. No two leaves of the tree are the same. No two fruits of the tree are the same. Then how come by following others you will get that one? Everyone has his or her own path to follow. By blindly following, you will not reach your goal. You have to discover, get inspired. You can follow for certain distance. You have to exit and tread your path. Tread your path, and if you are following, like following, you are positioning yourself in a crowded market. And crowded market, everyone is going, I am also going. So many people are going, I am also going. What will happen? You will position yourself in a crowded market. By positioning yourself in the crowded market, you will get lost. Never get lost in your life. Position yourself away from the crowded market. Be proud that you are a minority. Majority are going this side. Be proud not to be a majority. Be special. Be special. Be unique. And position yourself away from the majority. When you position yourself away from the majority, then initially that in the crowded market, when you are positioning yourself, you have to undersell your product. You have to discount your product to make others get attracted to you. When you are a minority, you start extracting premium for your product. Not to undersell your product, extract premium price for your product, position yourself. When you position yourself, like the sheep follows another sheep, whereas elephant doesn't follow the track laid by others. It creates the track for others to follow. Position yourself uniquely and inspire others to follow you. Inspire others to follow you, not you following others. The Bhagavad Gita, the message of Shastra, Upanishad, it says there is an immense potential in you. Never devalue yourself. Devalue yourself and not to let yourself down. You all have immense potential. The students, you have the whole life ahead of you. Not to say once you finish, I am an ordinary teacher. Not to say I am an ordinary teacher. Not to compare you against some IAS officer or compare against some IT professional earning so much. You are great by your own way. You are great by your own way. Never say I am an ordinary teacher or ordinary faculty member. You become an extraordinary teacher. You become an extraordinary teacher. Never every day say to yourself, Repeat after me. I am not ordinary. I have extraordinary potential in me. I will realize my potential fully. I will make my parents proud of me. I will make my teachers proud of me. I will make my school proud of me. I will make my country proud of me. Every day say that one, repeat that one. You will draw immense energy from within. Immense energy that you become someone extraordinary. Extraordinary, this school in the principal's room, Dr. Sarapalli Radhakrishnan's photo is there. He was a teacher, but he went up to the president level. The teacher, you are the future of the country is in your hands. For that, you have to become a role model. You have to become a role model. The students observe you. For that, in Yoga Shastra, they talk about you need to learn the people skills. Yoga Shastra talks about Maitri, Karuna, Mudita, Upekshana, Sukha, Dukkha, Punya, Apunya, Vishayanam, Bhavanartha, Chitta, Prasadanam. It is talking about Maitri. Make friendship only with those who add value to you. You need not have to have hundreds of friends like Facebook. I have 5,000 followers, 10,000 followers in your personal life. Maybe one friend, two friends, it's enough. One who is adding value to you, make friendship with them. Karuna means be compassionate to one who has a potential to add value to you. Person, Karuna means not to be sympathetic to antisocial elements, not to sympathetic to terrorists. It is not talking about that one. Karuna means who has a potential to add value. She is going through a tough time. Give a helping hand. Potentially that person is going to be a value for the society. Karuna. Mudita means take delight in the high achievers. Make contact with the high achievers. Get inspired by them. Upekshana, if people are devaluing you, demotivating you, and not to get argument with them, stay away from them. The Mudita, Upekshana. And then these are the four the human personality skill. It is talked about in the communication skill. How you have to develop Maitri, Karuna, Mudita, Upekshana. These four skills you have to learn as a teacher also. And also the another qualities teachers need to have is to have the smile on the face all the time. Smile on the face all the time. And the asana name itself is talked about Sthira Sukha Asanam. You should be Sukha, comfortable. And they talk about the mantra Shuklam Bharadaram Vishnam Shashivarnam Chaturbhujam Prasanna Vadanam Dhyayet. They talk about Prasanna Vadana for the God. God always has a Prasanna Vadana. It is talking about you. Why do you have a long face? Have smile on your face all the time. When you have the smile all the time, your students start, their communication starts established. They start relating. If you have a long face, grumpy face, students, they get disconnected. Have a smile on the face, you start getting eye contact. They start paying the attention to what you are saying. And when you go to a new school also, that have a smile on the face all the time, thereby you develop the communication skill, and another one, the skill required in our life. It's if one is looking, is thirsty, somebody, water is a problem, somebody suggested him to dig a well in this place, that person started digging well. After a couple of days of digging, he hit a rock and he back breaking. Then somebody suggested, why don't you dig here? He left that one, started digging some other place. After few days, somebody suggested, why don't you dig there? So another place, life is full of so many holes. His thirst remained unquenched. Instead of starting, I'm interested in yoga, I started. After that, I'm interested in dance. After that, I'm interested in music, I dropped that one, music. After that, I'm interested in painting. After that, I gave up that one, I'm interested in cycling. I am after mountaineering. I am doing so many, started, stop. My CV is so big, so thick, so much. I am expert in stamp collections, mountaineering, bird watching, so much. But end of the day, my thirst remained unquenched. I did not quench my thirst, nor quench others' thirst. Whatever you are doing, life is short. Whatever you perceive, go deep. Become an expert. That is what it matters. Not just bit of this one, bit of this one, bit of this one. It will take you nowhere. And whatever you take up, your students in the early age, some of them did the yoga practice. Those who have done the yoga demonstration and in the yoga school, you continue the yoga sadhana. I was talking to our chief guest today, that our Nitinji. I asked him, are you doing yoga? He said, no, I am not flexible. That is a general statement from the public. Flexibility, yoga requirement, not the flexibility of the body, flexibility of the mind. Are you flexible mentally? Are you willing to change? When the mind is the king, body is the slave. When the mind is willing to change, body follows. If I say I am not flexible, yes, you won't be flexible. The requirement for the yoga, are you flexible enough? Are you willing to, mind is flexible. When the mind is flexible, body follows. Never say I am not flexible. That requirement of a yoga practice is flexibility, mental flexibility. Yes, I will do. That when you have a mental flexibility, you will never grow old. Maybe you will be aging. Even at the age of 80, you will be very motivated, inspiring. The moment you say, I'm not flexible, at the age of, in Bangalore, I met somebody and he was saying that, sir, I have become old. Now I can't do anything. How old are you? He said, I'm 45 years. And at 45 years itself, he says he's old. And I had another session in another place in Bangalore. And I showed some asanas. And after the class, he said, sir, can I do this asana? People say, after a certain age, you can't do. How old are you? I'm 35. At 35 itself, he's saying that I can't do. And somebody, it says, you are... Be motivated, be inspiring. Your life should be inspiring for others. And that is the flexibility. Another point for you, mentally, yoga or any learning. Our Sanskrit professor is there and the people may say, sorry, I don't know Sanskrit. I don't know Sanskrit, doesn't mean if the mental flexibility is there, Sanskrit will come. If you say, sorry, I don't know Sanskrit, you won't learn Sanskrit. When the mental flexibility is there, learning happens. And your another two points I will touch upon, and the one is the tree. The tree, in my life sutra, I recommend all of you to purchase that one, get the inspiration for life. And the tree root should be strong, deep. Many roots, if the roots are not strong and trees are coming out, small gust will knock the tree down. Knock the tree down. In most of us also, small problem in our life, people go into depression. People go into suicide tendency. Small problem in life, they go into suicide. It says, make your roots strong, so that the turmoils in your life won't knock you down. Like a tree, make your roots strong. Every day, invest time for yourself. Go within, go deep, deep within. Every day, connect within. Establish yourself within. Establish yourself within. In our home, we ourselves, we have been thrown out of our own home. We have been shunted out of the home. In our life, we have given priority for others. My friends are priority, my friend's birthday is priority, party is priority, that is priority. And the most important person in this world is not your husband, not your wife, not your children, not your parents, not your teacher, not your guru. Most important person is you. In the aeroplane, they say, in case of emergency, put on the oxygen mask onto yourself. Otherwise, there may be two casualties. So, every day, invest time for yourself. Get up early. Get up early in the Brahmi Muhurt. Get up and spend time for yourself. Every day, spend time, connect within. Do asana, bit of pranayam, dhyan, have an altar in your house. Every day, light up a lamp. Do the asana, contact. Establish your personality. Establish your personality. Why? Calm your mind. Calm your mind. On a rainy day, if there is a lake, Yojanaji said there is a lake, artificial man-made lake close by. On the rainy day, if you go near the lake, so muddy. You can't see your own reflection. So muddy. So, allow 2-3 days after the rain, all the mud settle down. When you go near the lake, you can see the clean water, you can see your own reflection. You can see the bottom of the lake, and you can pick up some precious stones. So is why invest time for yourself. Our mind has become so muddy. So cluttered. I can't see inside. Everything is hazy, like a foggy Chandigarh weather. Everything, my visibility has reduced. When calming down, like mud is settling down, clarity in your life increases. The road opens up for you, door opens up for you, and you know which way to head. So, to do that one, every day, spend time for yourself. Get the clarity. When the clarity is there, you will take a right decision. Which right decision, right path, that is a must for a leader. Many faculty members are there. They are the leaders for the students. Students are the future leaders. For them, the clarity in thinking is required. And the teachers also, one advice for the teachers, yes, there's a curriculum material is there, syllabus is there, I had to cover this one. Teacher is under the pressure, I had to finish my topic or course material. They are busy on that one. The course material is just a framework, but be creative. And whatever you taught this year, make sure that you add something more to that one. Every day you read something new, add, not to be like a parrot repeating the same. I went to Bangalore, one university called me, and when I was studying chemical engineering in classmate, he has become a professor. I asked him, what about the material has changed? He used to borrow my notes. And have you changed? He said, no, I'm still using the same notes. It's about 25-30 years, he is using the same notes, and nothing much has changed, sir. And it is said, no self-learning. The teaching must be learning for you also. Every class, when you deliver, you also must learn new. So, your teaching becomes very inspirational. You are so motivated to deliver the class, so you also have learned something. If there is no learning for the teacher, only for the students, then it is not effective communication. When there is a learning, there is a spark in your eyes. Sparkle in your eyes, you will be able to communicate with energy. That makes you an exceptional teacher. Exceptional teacher. Every day, something new you have learned, you are so keen to impart in front of the students. When you have that attitude, you will never run out of topic to talk. More you draw from the well, more water comes. More you learn, more comes to you. That makes you an exceptional teacher. That is the difference between an ordinary teacher and an extraordinary teacher. Extraordinary teacher, he is first student of the class. Others are rest of the students. The exceptional teacher is the first student. I am talking, I want to hear, I want to contemplate. I am my own first student. Become your own first student. Every day learn something. With joy, with exuberance, you communicate to the class. That way, our B.Ed. student, M.Ed. student, and M.Phil., whoever is studying, or Ph.D., you will be a role model for others to come. With this small message, it's not small, I think I spoke nearly 30 minutes, that is an inspiration for you. Reflect on that one. I will upload my talk in YouTube every day. They often regurgitate on that one. Take a take-home message from this one and inspire others. And this is the topic, art of personality development, art of human making, and get inspired by that one. With these words, I will conclude this topic. Dhanyavaad.